Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, we welcome you back to CUTV News Radio, everybody. Hello, I'm Doug Llewellyn. Nice to have you with us indeed. Today, we're really happy and proud to welcome Sally Tennant back with us. Sally has been on for a number of weeks now in a series of broadcasts here on CUTV News News Radio, and it's just been fascinating listening to Sally, talking to her, and hearing all about her. And then let me preface what we're going to be talking about today, at least some of the things we're going to be talking about. You know, in our fast-paced world, we're often placed under constant demand, and I'm sure you understand what I mean by that. In time, this kind of lifestyle can take its toll on you, on your physical and emotional well-being. The big question is, what can you do to slow down? Well, Sally is the founder of Healing Through Your Mindset. It's a holistic energy practice where she employs a revolutionary technique that's known as mindset, which was developed by Dr. Michael Gallo, whose name you may have heard, I'm sure. Anyway, mindset helps you change your perception of reality. Sally says it helps her clients, and she helps her clients, understand that the events going on in the world and in their life are really just that, they're events. It's only our perception of the event that causes the problems. According to Sally, whenever you're fearful or you feel overwhelmed, it's because your subconscious makes you feel you're unsafe. So changing your subconscious belief is really the key to overcoming stress. Mindset identifies and reprograms the subconscious beliefs that cause stress and stress reactions in your body so that you can make new choices that serve you. Mindset reminds you of what is real, says Sally. Obviously, the experience of being a person is about having emotions and feelings, but if those feelings are causing anxiety or fear or anger, well, obviously, you need to change your perception and therefore develop a new response. Sally points out she believes life is actually really quite simple. We simply make it tough and complicated. And as a result, we don't know what it feels like to be happy or joyful or successful or strong or at peace. And the bottom line is, once your perception is changed, your whole life changes. So, that's a little bit of what we're going to be talking about with Sally. This is really quite a fascinating subject when you think about it. So let's bring Sally back on now with us. She's talking to us from her headquarters in the state of New Jersey, in Allenwood, New Jersey. And it's a beautiful day in Allenwood. That's really terrific. So welcome, Sally. Nice to have you back with us. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay, it is, and it's good to have you. You know, what I just read is pretty interesting when you really sit down to think about it. You're talking about your subconscious sometimes can make you feel you're upset or unsafe, so you have to change that in order to overcome stress. Obviously, we've talked about stress before. You focus on that a lot. Stress plays a critical role in our bodies and in our life, doesn't it?
A huge role, and stress is something that nowadays, if you actually look it up in a medical dictionary, you'll see that the medical profession does understand that stress is really such a big problem that it has increased, of course, in our society after 9/11, and all of what's going on in the world is just increasing the amount of stress that you see with people all the time. And I think that it's the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that up to 90% of doctor's visits are due to stress. And so it's a big problem in our society, and bottom line is enough stress in your body it builds and builds, and then it becomes a situation where if you're not doing anything about it and you're just handling it, because a lot of people just do that, they just handle it. Oh, I can handle it. But it's building in your body. It's building up. It's creating overloads in the body because it doesn't go away. And the only thing that the body can do is keep storing it and storing it. And after a while, I mean, sometimes what can happen is one huge event in somebody's life, a traumatic event, can create a situation that in a year they may develop a serious disease. And so it's really important to look at the stress in your life and start doing something about it. And these days, most people are turning to alternatives. They do know they have a lot of stress, but they don't really know what to do about it other than to work out and change their lifestyle, which is all very good. But the problem is it's kind of managed that way. They're not doing anything to really alleviate because they can let go of a certain amount. And then if they're still in conflict with their subconscious beliefs and their conscious is doing one thing, and they have two opposing beliefs, one in the conscious mind and one in the subconscious, they're still in conflict and they're going to still have a stress reaction. So it's good to management, you know, it is good to do it that way, but if you have things that you know are really a problem for you, and most people do, They should look at changing those subconscious beliefs for sure, and changing their perception of reality.
You know, you made reference to 9/11. I was just wondering, do you think the events of the last weekend and what's been going on since what happened in Orlando has had much of an impact on a lot of people, and obviously a lot of people in the Orlando area, but I mean around the country? Do you think?
Absolutely, because our subconscious, when we hear this information on the news, our subconscious can't discern whether that's happening to us or to somebody else. And so, obviously, there's going to be a safety factor there. And it is raising up the stress levels of the entire society in a very, very negative way. And people are very frightened. People are scared. They're anxious. And this actually, the medical profession actually knows that this is what's going on. They know it's increasing, you know, with the, talking about terror and this and that. People are just really stressed out about this, and they may not understand or know it. But if they're listening to the news and they're listening to these kinds of things, their brains are designed to keep them safe, and these kinds of situations aren't very safe. So, you know, it is our perception, but and how can you change your perception of that event? Well, bottom line is, if you can think of it just as an event that wasn't happening to you, well, I don't feel personally upset over these things. I mean, it is terrible. These things shouldn't happen in our society, but it is to me an isolated event by a person who needed some help. And that's not going to happen necessarily in my hometown or somebody else's. Now, anything can happen at any time, but am I going to walk around worrying about something like that? No, I'm not going to do that because it's an isolated event by someone who was obviously off balance and needed some help. And didn't get it, and so I'm not going to worry about going to the mall or going to an event thinking that maybe something could happen there. But there are a lot of people these days that are thinking that way, and it causes a lot of stress. Now, why won't I think about it that way is because I've done a lot of work on myself and changed my subconscious programming and can look at it for actually what it is. And also understand that, look, anything can happen at any time, and if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, well, what's the difference? Because, honestly, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and once it does, then it's over. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where, I mean, basically, that's the bottom line. So the thing is, if you really care about these events, the thing to do is to help the people. If you want to, if you're taking it on, in other words, people take on the fear. They take on all of these things. And I always say, well, the best thing to do is, if you really care about this, find out who the families are, find out what's going on down there, and do something about it. Help out in some way. And I think in doing that, that's the best thing people can do in these kinds of situations. And that will even help them a lot by taking action and doing something about it.
You can either do that or turn off the television and the radio altogether and just not hear about it.
Well,
you know?
That probably is the best thing to do. But I don't know many people that are going to do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But I do agree with you. Don't watch these kinds of things. And look, you hear the news, you're going to hear about it. But what happens is it goes on for days and days and days, and people just hear
right.
about all the conjecture
right.
and, you know, could it be this and what actually happened? And it becomes a soap opera. And it doesn't really matter. It's done. It's over with. Now let's do something about it, which is really what people need to do, is start doing things about this rather than worrying about it or getting anxious.
I guess the bottom line is, hearing things like this, about events like this, increases stress in the body, right? You may not know it, but it's doing it. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For most people. Uh-huh.
And that's what triggers your problems. It's the stress. So you have to avoid things that cause stress. That's why you turn off the TV. Then you wouldn't have the stress.
Right. It helps.
Right.
It helps
okay.
a lot. But you're going to hear about it from your friends. So
okay.
most people are talking about it.
Tell me a little bit about mindset. As I pointed out, you're the founder of a practice called Healing Through Your Mindset. It's a holistic energy practice that you have, and you employ this technique. It's a revolutionary technique that is known as mindset. For those people who haven't heard you before, they may never have heard of mindset. They may not have a clue. So what is mindset? How do you use it?
Mindset is a combination of quantum physics and energy psychology and Dr. Reichhammer's work, which is German New Medicine. And it also employs frequency medicine. So what we're looking at here is a combination of things which we use, and what I do is identify the subconscious belief that is causing a problem for a person. It doesn't matter what the problem is. It could be relationship issues. It could be symptoms in the body. It could be a lot of different things. And it's simply, somebody would come in to see me, and I use applied kinesiology as well, and that's muscle testing. And so the body actually knows exactly what's going on. So I'm going to ask the body, hey, what's going on here? And I have a way to get beyond the conscious mind into the subconscious and ask the body, what's the root cause of this issue here? And the body will tell me, and it's through the tissue conflicts of the body that gives me the information that I need. So we get the tissue conflict, and there's a little bit of intuitiveness that goes on, because you do have to interpret what this person's belief might be, because tissue conflicts are kind of general. But once that's done, then it typically will go into the DNA, and it's the epigenetic DNA, which is the DNA which we have created in our lifetime, and that's where the original belief comes from. And so again, that's identified, that's reset with new information, and that typically will change the belief in the tissues as well. And so what that does is actually change a person's perception. And what it does is, the beliefs in the subconscious are so funny, because they are from a different time. It's from your childhood, typically. And so when it's reprogrammed or reset, it's actually bringing that belief forward in time to where the individual is now, saying that belief was that of a child at the time something happened, and it doesn't even matter. This is not talk therapy. I don't care what happened. It's just the belief. And so we take that belief and bring it basically forward in time to what do you need as a belief now? What's going on now in your adult life, and what are you trying to accomplish? And so it's actually bringing a belief forward in time by resetting it to being in congruent with what the person's conscious mind wants to do and what's more correct thinking for them as an adult. So that's basically how it works, and it actually changes a person's perception of their reality, because it is the subconscious that is creating a problem, or two opposing beliefs in the brain, creating chaos in the brain. That's actually what it does, and the brain has relays to all the tissues of the body. So if you have two opposing beliefs and it's sending information to your tissues, that's not real good information. So now make it congruent. Yes, go ahead.
Do me a favor. Give me an idea or an example of what you mean by a subconscious belief. Some people may what the hell is that? I mean, really, give me an example. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, our subconscious, we are programmed in our childhood. And actually, I find we're programmed from the time of conception right on through our childhood. And that's a time when we're in theta brainwave state, and that brainwave state is a time where your senses are taking everything in. And all of that information coming in is taken in and then made into thoughts, of course, by the person, the baby, it doesn't matter. And of course, you can imagine the thoughts of an infant aren't real good. And are they actually thoughts at the time? I don't know, but they're interpreted later on as thoughts. And the thing is that we are programmed in our subconscious, and or in our childhood, and that's a good thing, because we learn how to walk, talk, breathe, we learn how to eat, we learn how to do a lot of things that we don't have to think about. But there are a lot of beliefs that we take on, and we take them on from whoever is of influence in our life up until about age 6 or 7. That's when we're in theta brainwave state. And they get locked in place. That they're protected in the body, in the brain, and once they're locked in, they don't go away. They sit there and run the show, and that's why neuroscience says 95% of what we do in our adult life is controlled by our subconscious programming that we took on in childhood. So as an adult, consciously attempting to do things in our life that may have been programmed in the wrong way in our childhood creates a problem for us, and that's where we have the problem. And so our subconscious is kind of in control most of the time. And if we have really good programming in our childhood, we're not going to have a lot of problems. But most people these days actually don't. They have a lot of different kind of programming and fast-paced, and they were sat in front of the television when they were kids. And so a lot of the things that, the programming that used to be, let's say if you lived on a farm way back in the 20s, well, let's not take the 20s, let's take the 30s or the 40s, you lived on a farm and things were simple and that kind of thing, you may have really good programming, simple programming, and things are good. But and when you grew up, it was still a slower pace then. But now, the information that's coming in when you're a child is just amazing. And is it good? Is it bad? How is it going to be interpreted by the child? That's the thing. Something that an adult will interpret one way, how is the child actually interpreting it? If a trauma happens, if they're in a car accident, what is the interpretation by the child in the subconscious? Well, there's going to be a lot of fear, and they may grow up having difficulty driving. and not understand why. Because consciously they're, oh boy, I'm going to get a car, I'm going to drive, and this is really great, and I want to drive. And they start driving, and they find that they're a little fearful. And that's probably because maybe they had some car accidents as a child, whatever it might be, or maybe something they saw on television or witnessed. So there are a lot of things going on in the subconscious that we are not aware of. The subconscious thinking does not come to the conscious mind. It's not something that we're aware of. And so it's very difficult to overcome these things, and it's locked in place for a reason, and that's just the way it is. So the way to get beyond it is to get in there, and we have a way to get in there to the subconscious and reprogram it. There are other ways. It takes about 30 to 45 days of concentrated effort every day, and wow, really, really wanting, you know, whatever it is somebody wants to do. And so yeah, it can be made a lot easier with mindset.
Well, that's pretty fascinating. I want to point out our guest is Sally Tennant. Her practice is known as Healing Through Your Mindset. And Sally has a fabulous website with a lot of very interesting information. You should make note of this. It's healingthroughyourmindset.com. Healingthroughyourmindset.com. And that's how you'll find out a lot more about Sally. By the way, Sally, I know you work with people in person, one-on-one, but you also work with folks on the telephone, too, if they're nowhere near you in New Jersey, right?
Oh, absolutely. I have clients in Hawaii, in the middle of the country, all over the place. It doesn't matter. I am able to work with people over the phone, and that's just, you know, what I can do.
Well, good. Well, we got off the subject a little bit. In the beginning, you told me you had some thoughts and some ideas on, you know, giving our audience some instructions on how to relieve stress in the body, since stress is such an issue that causes so many problems. How do you suggest people go about relieving stress in their body, even if they don't know they have it? Obviously,
well,
they probably do.
Yeah, I think most people, if you were to ask them, know that they are stressed out. You know, you hear that all the time. I'm stressed today, or, oh, this happened or that happened. They know. And there is a real easy way to eliminate some of that stress on a regular basis, which is a management system, but it's so simple. And this is a once-a-week thing, so it's not a daily thing. And it's simply taking a bath. But you have to take a bath in water that's as hot as you can stand. And what you have to do is add Epsom salts to it. Simply Epsom salts. And the full, like, quart size. You use half of that in the bath. And you soak for 20 minutes. Now, the reason this works is because, and this is a simple thing to do once a week, is there is an action between the skin and the Epsom salts that actually helps to eliminate negativity in the body and help release negative emotions from the body. And you may not know what's happening, it doesn't matter, but if you do a 20-minute bath in an Epsom salt once a week, you're gonna release a lot of this negativity from your body, and it really, really does work. It's very helpful, and once you get out of the bath, take a shower. Make sure you take a shower.
Why do you think the Epsom salts make such a difference?
Well, there is some kind of an action between the skin and the salt that helps to pull out negativity from the tissues. And it's such a simple thing, but if you think about it, people for years have used Epsom salts to, you know, when they had a sprained ankle or whatever it might be. And from where I come from, the reason somebody's in pain is because of an emotional issue in the area. Let's say there was a trauma to the area the reason they're not letting go of the pain is because there was a trauma. There's an emotional issue sitting in the body. And so if you were to soak in Epsom salts, again, why does it eliminate the pain or help to alleviate it? It's because it's pulling that emotional issue out of the body. Not the pain, actually. The emotional issue is causing the pain. But that's what it's actually pulling out. And there's a chemical reaction of some sort that I didn't find my piece of paper. I wanted to find it for today. But there's an actual chemical reaction that happens, and that's why it can pull the negativity out of the body. It's a great way to do it. And it's not a daily thing. It's once a week, 20 minutes. Everybody can find the time to do that. And it really works. It's very helpful.
Do you do that? Do you practice that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it works. Well, that's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. I mean, I
love some of these terms you use, like negativity in your tissue. I'm thinking, I don't know if my tissue has negativity. Obviously, if you have a sprained ankle or something, well, there's negativity in that tissue. But if the negativity is in your mind, does soaking in the Epsom salt help there too, if it's all up in your head, in your mind?
Well, it's actually not, because this is an old saying, your issues are stored in your tissues. And so the conflict's in the brain, but the brain has relays to every tissue of the body. So this information is sent into the body, and it's stored there. Our bodies store all of this information. And because I can feel things in my body, I know when I take an Epsom salt bath, I can tell you exactly what kind of an emotion is coming out of certain parts of my body. But that's just me. I'm able to do that. Most people aren't even going to feel anything necessarily. But for me, I can tell you, there's something over in here and something releasing from here. And that's because, actually, when a trauma hits, let's say a traumatic event happens in a person's life, that emotional issue, that trauma will hit the body at its weakest point at the time. That's typically what happens. And
right.
So it just gets stored in the body, and that's again, stress, storing stuff in the body, and that's why we need to really look at it. And do something about it. Get it out of there. it out of the body.
You know, before we run out of time, we only have about 2 minutes left. I just wanted to ask you quickly: the majority of people who come to see you for your help, what are they primarily suffering from?
Oh, many different things. But typically, people come to me because they have a symptom which they've been to doctors for that there's no name for. That's the best way
right.
to put it. Or the doctors don't know what to do about it. And so that's typically why they come. They also come for when they feel stuck, they're trying to get over something business-wise or relationship issues, many different things. But typically it's because they have a really difficult symptom that their body has manifested and they need to find out what's really going on here.
And after working with you for a while, and I know it doesn't happen overnight, but after a series of sessions, for the most part, do you think they start to learn how to find relief?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And they do get relief. I've had clients who've had relief in the first session from pain, from a 10 down to a 2 in the first session. So, and pain they've had for years and years and years. So, yeah, they find relief, absolutely, and they change their lives.
So it works.
It absolutely works. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Sally, thank you so much. We're running out of time. In fact, we are out of time. Our guest has been Sally Tennant. She's been with us numerous times now. It's a delight to have her back with us. Her practice is called Healing Through Your Mindset. She's located in Allenwood, New Jersey. If you live near that area, go on the website and contact Sally direct through her telephone or email. And that website, again, is healingthroughyourmindset.com. Sally, we thank you. We appreciate it. And that's it for this edition of CUTV News Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We thank you for being with us. See you next time. Have a good day wherever you are. Bye for now.